Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good people. Hello, you are listening. This is Talk Dude, and you are listening to Talk Dude as well as Organic OK over here.
Yeah, this is Convenient Organic OK. I am the co-host of this show. The show, what is that? Why is the show named that? Because, listen to yourself. When you're finding the true elements of your life, how it evolved, you will be finding yourself, not actually finding the illusion of other people trying to fit that into your life, right? So when you get past that element, I didn't find you. I found myself. That if, you know, that's what you wanted to, because you go into this life and people trying to make it, if they can give you illusion to be in a lobby, to be the person that's available, what they need you at calling, that's fine. But when you take the time, as you're in the lobby, finding yourself, finding the meaning to your health, finding meaning to your success, You won't be finding them. You'll be finding yourself. So that is the finding moment when you had a job and you're working 10, 20, 30 years to make someone else successful, make someone else's family wealthy. When you're taking the time to be the entrepreneur that you truly deserve for yourself, who you find? You find yourself. You know, think about those people that didn't have all this actual, you know, means to create this level of success. But when they took the time that are wasting all their time in shortchanging themselves and finding not what they're looking for and being happy, they end up finding themselves because of other people that are willing to actually say, hey, we want to help each other find ourselves, and then we become even better. Business partners happen to be at times. But just to be working with somebody and make them successful and this person, you know, it's, you know, but it's sometimes people get in the habit undermining things that you're doing to help them become better of themselves. You have those too. And that is cross-contamination. But we're talking about the organic viewpoint of how people successfully, how they reflect you into you to see yourself. And that's another organic. See, it's different chapters, right? When the organic point of view come into your life and not cause contamination, see, this is what it is. Do you know cannibalism is, right?
Yeah.
So when you know someone is cross-contaminated and creating that in you, you what you do, what you know, people say, that person hates themselves. Why would the person do this like that? Somebody say, you know what's wrong with them? That person hates themselves. You're like, why you say that? Because they got low self-esteem. They just give you all the different things. They got low self-esteem. They do their stuff wrong. They do this. They're not. They have no integrity, right? And what
yeah.
is that? What is that? When we find ourselves, and you know what the person say, after they find themselves later on, sometimes in life, they say, they ask the person, did you really hate yourself? Because, you know, when people start giving you this story about people, you can't believe this is true because you have some inspiration about a person. You don't look at the person like they're below you when you really have an encouraged moment to really, you know, and they'd be like, yeah, like, because sometimes people don't want to spend much time on explaining to you, especially if people feel like you're not as important as them. They want to spend short time. Yeah. I didn't care for myself, you know. And you said, oh, you start thinking about those things. Then later on, as you get, because most of the people that see more in you a lot of the time, guess what you find out? You find out they normally are more capable than you. You find most of the best people in history, the people they cared about, didn't necessarily care much about them as they did. And that person normally figured it out. They figured out something special, right? Think about their history. Look at different biopics, the different stories, right? The person normally becomes the best They always figure out things about people. They always cared about a person that didn't care about them as much as that person cared about them. And that's what you find out. The person normally is the best. A lot of times the person that recognizes things about you. And something is something to be found when people truly care. They find they see a bigger story, right? So that is important as you look. Yeah, this is Comedian Organic. Okay, now, the show.
Yes, the show. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. See, let me explain that, Tom. The title is basically, it's about your... It's funny how basically self-serving people, narcissists, they often say, at least I know what I pray to exists, narcissism. It's just, you know, so the funny thing is that if you just let go of that for a second, you want to see how you can find yourself through the rest of the world. There's an infinite number of people out there, and they can often help you. When you embrace, you can find yourself inside of somebody else, just knowing people.
You know what I found earlier? Is this young lady, she's a little younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her. You know, this is part of you. I said, yeah, this guy I know, my colleague, she's like, what does that mean? She said she's getting her master's degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she getting a master's degree in, guess what she getting a master's degree in?
What?
She getting a master's degree in, actually, she said American history. Historian, she want to be a history historian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I told her, I was giving an example, just trying to see what she was, because what I was trying to do was, I said, she needs to talk to you, but I can see in things about her, she was, you know, one of the type of people that, you know, you got people that they're damaged in a way that it's almost like you fighting mostly with them. It kind of resonate with them. It's almost like if you see how you cut fruit, cut vegetables, whatever you're trying to make, and you put it into a blender, what happens? The blender and the marrying makes the concoction, the smoothie, what you're looking for, right? And those things marry and become something good, right? Once you understand how to marry those things together and put in the proper amount, not putting too much in there to mess a blender up so it will burn out, but just putting enough in there, right? And you see guys get with women when they truly have that ability. They get with the women, and the women, they become as one, right? What I'm saying to you is when you understand how to marry that connection with a woman, you become the leader, even if it's not, you know, cross-contaminated, it's organic. These balances happen, right? But one of the things I noticed when you go to a woman that you're not equally yoked and you don't understand how to marry those things, even when one personality is more aggressive, one personality is more toxic, if you understand how to pass gas, you know what I mean? It becomes gas, and it could be something in your heart, feel like a heart attack, right? So when you understand how to marry those things, it works out good when you understand. If you understand how to marry those things, how to communicate, this person can destroy anything you, because they'd be trying to destroy you from the pain they have, right? So this person become more of an image of a black widow, right?
Dang.
If you understand, huh?
I just said dang. I was commenting on your comments.
Yeah.
Organic.
And so I was thinking, I was like, this person, I said, hey, you don't want this person necessarily being on talk, dude, because she's toxic in a way that she can't have somebody that's too passive in a way that she feel like you are food. She would eat you up alive. Because our mindset is being pushed. Some people that come across in a certain way, you can't necessarily come across them in a way because they are, you know, parasites, you know what I mean? And I was talking to her, and I can see that she was telling me this. What she was saying? She's saying, I said, you know, I was doing this trying to fill out to see how y'all could, you know, connect. Because, you know, I'm getting to the part of the show, everybody that listens on this show, we're going to hear this every episode. And I was like, oh, how can dude marry? I said, one of the things why dude, at this point, it wouldn't work because he don't understand about the balance of a woman. It's not about this desire that you put into her. It's like the tomboy girl, right? Anybody that truly able to get a tomboy girl, it's certain things that he connects with her that pit her in a submissive way that she wants to be this woman. But if she feels that you're offering her something that she don't want to tolerate, if she start gagging. She start mostly gagging, right?
Uh-huh.
So what that means, she mostly gagged, that means that she don't want it. She started resisting you even more. If you begin to give her too much control where she don't have to give a submissive in a balance, she would, what does she do? She started beat like yours, you know, she started attacking you. Because some women, that pain, when they feel like they can attack you, what they do is, remember they said women hit you because they like you?
Yeah.
But women also hit you when they don't like you.
They're confusing, aren't they? I mean, they leave you bewildered. I think they try to confuse you on purpose.
And I'm saying to you, when a woman, you see a woman that she be says she liked the guy, but you can tell she started, you know, getting, she's like she food prepping the guy. Like he's like, she's going through like, I'm going to eat you like the Black Widow.
Yes.
And then another guy come along and say, hey, man, let me help you out with this one. And then you be like, man, he taking my woman. But guess what? Sometimes you find out. You find out the guy that's taking a woman from you, he's actually saving your life. Think about the Black Widow type of woman. A certain type of guy come along, take the woman from the guy, and the guy, he don't realize the guy saved him. The guy saved him. And when you have that happen, when someone saves you, you don't realize what they're doing to keep you from being destroyed, right? When someone keep you from being destroyed, what are you thinking? Because a lot of times people that keep you from being destroyed, they normally offer you and put you in a position to get something not as good as that you thought you liked. You get something even better. And you be like, you start laughing because you don't be left in that lobby of not having something. You get something even better. You know? But a lot of people don't recognize that person, you know, as that person helped them, you know. But when you understand how some people help you from the pain, you start seeing the results fall out. You say, oh, this result, this person put me in position, this person see me, and this person will have resentment. Because you're looking at it from a very, you know, like independent space, like, well, he took what I had. I don't have anything, but then you start seeing things. You know, seeing, hey, you see again, hey, you know, he puts you in position to understand more. When you have a clear channel, when someone's seeing something, they see something that you're not necessarily, they say, oh, you're not a person to be able to, you know, at this point, I'm not saying that you never will, but you start seeing things about yourself, right? If someone sees something in you that you're not, and a person know you're not, and they don't want to tell you, they destroy you under that, isn't that, that's a cross-contamination of not helping, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
Think about this. Well, someone that don't know you, and they see you not that kind of person, and they say, hey, let me help you. And you're thinking like, man, this person is destroying me because I really, truly want this person. Guess what happens?
What?
You get an opportunity in life to be with a person that's truly at your level, and you'll have to force and act like you're this kind of person when you're really not, right? So when you're actually able to be yourself, and you'll have to actually, you know, and this person put a kind of layer in your life where you don't have to be forced. Think about that perspective of the Black Widow. Think about the things that's being eaten. They mate with this. And now this thing is eating you. You help the person, and then the person destroy you and eat you alive. Think about that. Someone you help, you mate with the person. and this person destroyed you. That's once again. This is what this is called. This is really.
Every time you talk, you warp my mind. You spin it on its ear, man. I keep thinking, I need to make some bigger changes and whatever. I just wish the rest of the world would hear this, so maybe they'd be inspired to be the same. It's 9:45 here on the program. I Can't Find You, We Find Ourselves. Please join the conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
You must connect to the thing that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the world.
Oh, yeah.
When you start freeing yourself in the world, that's what it is. It's about when you free in the harvest of your planning and eating nutrition information from people, the world will be more of a resource for you to inspire at another level. That's what this true thing really means. It's not about me just pinning you out there, you being eaten by the actual venom, you know, that eating people of the world. Imagine that. Imagine you're landing on a corpse, mostly landing on the corpse, and you're actually tasting the cross-contamination of the, you know, of the venom. Imagine the cross-contamination of the venom that's coming out of there, because it's got to be something that nutrition is something that is Kamal, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is, imagine if you are the nutrition, you're looking for nutrition of life, and you're always grabbing for what's destroying people. And then it's eventually toxic to you. When you're reaching to that mindset of reaching for something, think about the harvest, right? Harvest is something that grows, right? But if you're reaching for the poison of the harvest, you're reaching for the cross-contamination that is internalizing your unhealthy. That means that could be drugs, that can be, you know, different form of toxic people that are something that is in your face, because they say, what misery love unwanted company, right? And so you have this thing that you're pinning out. People do that all the time successful, right? They get out of a setting where they're failing, and some people don't necessarily fail in the capacity of failing in traditional factors. They succeed, but they're failing because the route that they took is pitting them at the end of the actual opportunity to be successful, because this is derailing, right?
Yeah.
And you can have the worst people at the bottom, at the top of the end, they look like the people that you want to be around. Then you realize these are the people that you're lifting them up, and because you're not seeing right, they end up achieving their worst miserable moments and their best opportunity to what they're doing. They are nutrition for building this black widow space, right? Think about someone creating a space for the black widow to get all prepared, and you're emotionally pitting this in their mind that they feel comfortable with. This is what I'm saying. This is the web effect, right? Because it's two types of things that the spider eating, right? The spider eating this meal, right? And if you're part of the meal factor, you are a part of the – think about that. The spider is another spider that eat, right? Spider eating, right? But imagine you're in the web that is on two sides of that destruction, right? You're in a web that you get to see – look at the spider get to see, oh, yeah, we're going to act like we're eating together. But guess what? At the end, what I decide to make, guess what I end up doing to you?
What?
I'm going to kill you in that spider killed that spider in the same web, in the same place that is killing others. So I'm saying to you, you just looking at, oh, yeah, there's poison in here because we're trapping our food. But guess what happens? Eventually, if you're in a setting with something that's two sides to that, you end up being in the middle and you end up having – your worst miserable and the worst miserable and the best miserable of your life. See, it's saying, oh, I had my best moment, my worst moment. And on the flip side, I've had my, you know, best moment through my worst moment. And that's what it is. When you're in that kind of setting, you're being, you know, destroyed. I'm just understanding you, you've been destroyed, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is the thing that I was getting. See, y'all don't think I was preparing this. Dude, we must talk about the magical moments of what? Talk Dude. Do you not think that Talk Dude deserve attract a woman mentally, emotionally, and vibrational level healing to connect with him? That would be a reflection of what his true ability is. If Talk Dude would attract a woman and how he think, how he truly think, how he truly connect, he become the actual excellence of his organic perspective, and he would nutritionally be something for the woman vibrational level as a leader. He will be reflecting the vibrational level of who she is, and that's truly what his wildness is for. It's for him to be, you know, connecting and, you know, pursuing the vibrational level, and he's tuning her up. And you get to say, this is something that I get to be connected with. He gets to touch her. He gets to see her body parts and get to be so connecting. And at that vibrational level, he gets to be a true man of what he really is, and a woman gets to truly connect to him. And guess what he gets to be? And not only is he entertaining, he's entertaining more than one way. And that woman gets to say she submit to him as a man. And he gets to see all the great things of his desire come to a duplication. Then he have what? Little ones. That his happiness become the harvest of greatness because he's, her wound is open for not toxic, it's open for my magical moment. And he gets to truly get to see he's not here to be shortchanged, and he have kids. And his kids come up to be a magical reflection of his great seed that he's been magically appearing through the wound of connection of her, you know. And that's another magical moment where you get to lead that wound, you get to lead a vibrational level of connection. What do you think about that, Talk Dude?
Yeah, I think that is a problem with me. I think that basically, me personally.
You just cross-contaminated my, I just gave you an alley-oop and you just made a cross-contamination. You just spit in it and with the vomit of,
oh, come on, don't get so graphic.
It's coming out of your mouth. That's like killing. You just killed that. You just killed my alley-oop.
No, man, you gave me an alley-oop.
Yeah, but you just killed it by saying cross-contamination. You just gave him, it was motivation. You said, oh, I must kill this because it's becoming too powerful. She must destroy this word.
No, you're right.
I just gave you a vibrational level. I said, a woman that submit to the vibrational level of you, you get to be the reflection and you be the connection to her wound. That's between her legs into a connection of the fertilizer. You're the fertilizer for her womb. She is the actual. See, when you're roller tilling this life, your connection with a woman, you connect and you give. Like, you see this non-contamination that you put in the harvest. See, that's a magical thing because a woman submitted. She's coming with a level of connection and peace. You see, she's coming with a level of connection and peace that you are pitting to a womb when she truly commit and, you know, submitting to your ability to be greater than what her womb have been separate. That's connecting, and you're coming together, and you're bringing this life, and you're being the leader. See, you can't use this, oh, I never had a leader. You're seeing this with desire. Now, talk to them. Talk to the women and give them a message that you would have. Don't give them, I'm scared, I'm serious. Everyone have some form of anxiety because that greatness of harvest changing is going through a magical sunlight. And this is another vibrational level of connection. Because the greater harvest is normally its susceptibility. You ever see the the best harvest? Is this the best harvest with all the other regular harvests? It's exceptional. So if you're exceptional, you think that's of a normal setting? Well, people find the best herb, right?
Yeah.
They find the best herb, the best skin products, the best this and this and this, all natural things. It's isolated to a point where people try to colonize greatness, right? So you got to understand, people trying to colonize. You think it colonized being great is mean that people that's not greater, they're colonizing you. That's the point. People taking you and pit you with somebody they think is normal and make that person really normal exceptionally. And that's what it is. Think about that history. Some people that sit are unnormal, not because they're normal, because people make them normal. Think about, are you being made normal or are you normal? Think about that. Are you beyond that? That's what you realize. Are you made to be normal? People make people like you normal, but you're not normal. You're exceptionally above average.
That's a wonderful
thing. Think about that.
I've always wanted to be above average. Why is it this desire to be something greater than
you? You already lost that title. You've been opened up to the idea of someone that's creative, and that's just the desire in your mind. You're creative. This is so funny. You are treated like the worst, but you're really the best of your family. That's so funny. That's the most funniest thing. This guy is living as the misery tries to find him, but he's already clear that you already landed on the other side of your greatness, and this is something that you have pretty much poured out to drink the poison of the people that are not you. You're drinking the coffee. Look at that. You're eating them as poison. That's poison. You're eating them like the Black Widow. But you're eating them through you. So you're killing your greatness to eat the poison of their weakness. Ha! Did I say something? Did I say something to get you? I got you.
You did.
Now, we must open the door, allow, this is introduction to Talk Dude. Now, Talk Dude, it's not the time to lay down when I just gave you the alley-oop again.
You gave it to me. I desire to be that guy. I think everybody out there, person listening to this, has desire to be that guy.
The first person you must help to help others. Look at that person first. So you can help others correctly.
Indeed.
Yeah. I know it's exception. It's exception to the rule. Sometimes you go out your way to give every person the best of you. But guess what? That desire is really more of the clone that someone else can come to you with the same effort. That's what I'm explaining to you. The effort you're putting in is not necessarily it's going to reflect to everybody, but it's the person that truly will in determination give you that. They will truly be something that you truly deserve, truly see what you're, you know, see in that person. And that person is the person that you truly are pinned into the orbit. You're pinning that. You are building this. This is something that you think is, oh, I don't think I deserve a pretty woman. No, you guys don't get any pretty woman. You get the pretty woman that you hiding because it's light and it's so much in you. You're like cooking in hot grease and it's not ready. It sinks to the bottom, but guess what happens when it's done?
What?
It comes to the top.
That's me.
He dunked it. Everybody, I'm done. I did my job. Everyone, comedian Organic OK, I'm out. He's getting to the part of his greatness. And when he see that woman, he won't sit back. He'll be laying down. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, yeah. To everyone out there, may you do the same. Well, thank you all for listening here. To I Can't Find You, We Found Ourselves. Tune in. We're all on the net. If you listen to all our shows, everything we're about, make some more positive changes in your life. Thank you. Good night.